Prime Minister Dr. Raul Gonzalez says the government will continue to mandate COVID-19 vaccination and testing for certain categories of workers, as advised by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach.
Well, one critical area, teaching, because we have children. And of course, the requirement in respect of vaccine is still in for the health workers, for the nurses. That's the advice from the Health Services Subcommittee of NEMO, headed by the Chief Medical Officer, and she performs her role under the law in that advisory capacity. And it has appeared to the Cabinet to be sensible advice. Or put it this way, it's not unreasonable advice. You know, the issue concerning children, you know, in the educational system, and the other staff members, it's a matter which is felt in the circumstances to still have formally in place. And you may not agree with it, Kenton, but I don't think you can reasonably say that an advice which is so tendered is unreasonable.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in St. Kitts and Nevis has announced changes in its data reporting on COVID-19. The ministry says it will no longer publish a daily COVID-19 situation report, as the positive case count is at an all-time low and life is back to near normal, with a significant rollback of most of its COVID-19 protocols. The ministry will, however, continue to collect information regarding vaccination coverage, infection, and recovery from COVID-19 so they can follow the trends in viral replication and spread as we emerge from the pandemic. Internationally, a new COVID-19 wave appears to be brewing in Europe as cooler weather arrives, with public health experts warning that vaccine fatigue and confusion over types of available vaccines will likely limit booster uptake. World Health Organization official says Omicron subvariants BA4 and 5 that dominated this summer are still behind the majority of infections, but newer Omicron subvariants are gaining ground. Hundreds of new forms of Omicron are being tracked by scientists. I'm Donnie Collins with today's COVID-19 update.